said, I know what a burden you bear, but your shoulders are broad, and you've got lots of people who love you and who want to help you and make it as bearing and as possible. So I don't want to add to your burdens by having to answer my call, but I didn't feel like that a wire would just be enough burden. I wired your parents and Ethel, and we don't want to require them to just be answering a lot of calls, but I did want to talk to you direct and tell you that anything and everything that I have or the country has that we can get at your disposal, if you'll just tell Pflug to tell Jim Jones, and we are grieved and wish there's something we can do, but we can't. And I was up from 3:30 yesterday morning to 2 last night, and then since 5, and I know what you've gone through because we just had a tenth of it here. If there's anything, why, we're close to the telephone, and your boy Pflug has been handling things with us. We told him, and if you just whisper, why, your request will be our command.
Well, Mr. President, you've all been kind. I can't tell you how much. You know that both my parents appreciated your call 5 years ago.
Be seeing you, but please just tell any of your folks to talk to my boy Jim Jones. You may not have met him, but he's a boy that was with Howard Edmondson and who took Marvin Watson's place when he moved over. He's the old Kenny O'Donnell desk, and he works. He and Tom Johnson work with. I think you've got a boy named Pflug.
Yeah, that's right.
And they like him, so you just tell him whatever we can help do or we want to do in any way we can. And may God be with you.
Thank you very, very much.
Bye.
And I appreciate it very much.
Come in anytime you feel like it. Let's get together when this is all over.
Fine.
There are too few of us. We got to stay a little closer together. Bye.
So much.
Bye.